Mark Zuckerberg's Lobbyist, Import More Afghans. By Neil Monroe on August 16, 2021. Americans must welcome everyone who is fleeing Afghanistan. According to the president of Mark Zuckerberg's pro-migration advocacy group, which is already pushing for easier migration from Mexico, and for multiple national amnesties this fall. We have an obligation to actively provide refuge for those fleeing Afghanistan. Not just Americans there, said the August 16 tweet by Todd Schulte. The president of the Zuckerberg-founded FWD.us advocacy group for investors. He continued. Schulte did not suggest an upper limit to the inflow of Afghan migrants. This was a foreign policy failure of the United States, responded Rob Law, director of regulatory affairs at the Center for Immigration Studies. Immigration laws are intended to protect Americans from waves of migrant workers, he said, adding. Our immigration laws are not structured as a big-hearted. We feel guilty that we failed at nation-building for 20 years because we let you down, that somehow we now owe these people. We just do not. Our immigration laws do not owe these people for what were frankly foreign policy decisions. Our immigration laws are not structured to serve as a mea culpa for that or to reward all of these people with some form of status in the United States, which seems to be what all of the neoliberals and neoconservatives that like to fight forever wars are saying, he added. Many U.S. advocacy groups, especially the foreign policy groups who have allies stuck in Taliban-ruled Afghanistan, want President Joe Biden to massively spike migration from Afghanistan into Americans' workplaces, culture, and politics. An August 13 op-ed in the Washington Post by Milan Verveer, the director of the Georgetown Institute for Women, Peace, and Security, and a former U.S. ambassador for global women's issues said, the U.S. government justified its invasion of Afghanistan partly on the basis of women's rights. We invested heavily in Afghan women to build a democratic society. We must ensure that the worst does not happen to our Afghan women allies, she wrote. But Zuckerberg and his investor allies at FWD.us have their eyes on the economic value of migrants. They are leading the 2021 push for Congress to push a four-sided reconciliation amnesty for at least 7 million migrants, are denouncing curbs on the flow of migrants across the Mexican border, and are calling for more temporary visa workers. The aggressive demands help distract attention from the impact of the annual inflow of 1 million legal immigrants and the arrival of hundreds of thousands of visa workers. The investors group is not just looking for extra workers. It wants more migrants because they also serve as consumers and renters to help spike the investors' Wall Street values. But migration damages ordinary Americans' career opportunities, cuts their wages, raises their rents, curbs their productivity, shrinks their political clout, widens regional wealth gaps, and wrecks their open-minded, equality-promoting civic culture. For many years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. This opposition is multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity Americans owe to each other. The breadth of investors who founded and funded FWD.us was hidden from casual visitors to the group's website sometime in the last few months. But copies exist at the other sites. The 2013 founders included Zuckerberg, Microsoft founder Bill Gates, John Doerr at Kleiner Perkins, Matt Kohler at Benchmark, and Breyer Capital CEO Jim Breyer.